their communities, in their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Even as we speak, the Senate is taking a look at language of a new bipartisan gun control bill. They're calling it a gun violence bill, but it's a gun control bill. Let's not make any bones about that. Two U.S. senators, one a Democrat, the other a Republican. Oddly enough, they're both singing from the same hymnal. Let's go to cut three real quick. This is Chris Murphy, a senator from Connecticut. He is a Democrat, and he previews the bipartisan gun control bill. Here it is.
I believe that this week we will pass legislation that will become the most significant piece of anti-gun violence legislation Congress will have passed in 30 years. This is a breakthrough. And more importantly, it's a bipartisan breakthrough. And I'm glad to join my friend, Senator Cornyn, on the floor today to talk a little bit about the piece of legislation that our colleagues will be able to look at, hopefully in a matter of moments, and that this body will be able to consider this week. I want to thank Senator Cornyn, Senator Tillis, and Senator Sinema in particular. This was a hard road to get to this compromise, but nothing worthwhile is easy. And nobody in a compromise gets everything they want. This bill will be too little for many. It'll be too much for others. But it isn't a box-checking exercise. This bill is not window dressing. This bill is going to save lives. This bill is going to save thousands of lives. It's going to be something that every single member of this Senate who votes for it can be proud of.
Well, that's Chris Murphy. Oddly enough, a Republican sounds a lot like Chris Murphy. This John Cornyn, he was booed the other night at a party function. But this is Senator John Cornyn of Texas talking about this bipartisan gun control bill. Cut four. Here we go. John Cornyn.
I think we have found some areas where there's space for compromise. And we've also found that there are some red lines and no middle ground. We've talked, we've debated, we've disagreed, and finally we've reached an agreement among the four of us. But obviously this is not something that will become law or fail to become a law because of a small group of senators. The truth is we had a larger group of 20 senators, 10 Republicans and 10 Democrats, come forward and sign on to an agreed set of principles. And I believe as senators see the text that supports those principles, they will see we've tried our best to be true to what we said those agreed principles should be. So soon, very soon, not soon enough for me, but very soon we will see the text of bipartisan legislation that will help keep our children and our communities safer.
John Cornyn, late yesterday, on the floor of the United States Senate. Stay where you are. More to do. I'm going to open up our phone lines now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you trust senators on both sides of the aisle to not make a bill that will threaten our Second Amendment rights. Do you think it's possible to generate legislation like that in this environment? We'll see what you think. Here's that number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you are a first-time caller. He'll whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little extra love. We might even move you up in line. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. How does that sound? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 12:32 as we check out our conditions on area freeways and Interstate 11, looks like you're moving along. US 95, no restrictions through there. You're pretty much up to freeway speeds on Interstate 15 as well. That's the good news. The bad news is do expect some delays as you work your way through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That's 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. And a lot of those people who are merging from Interstate 15 north over to the construction on 515 east, you're going to experience some backups there. Also, remember the overnight road work, 515 southbound, that's between Boulder Highway and Twain.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Lux will come around to tie it. Turner's being waved home. Here comes the relay. It's offline. Turner slides in safely.
The call on the Dodgers Radio Network, 8-2, the win over the Reds in Cincinnati on Tuesday. Tony Gonsolin became the first pitcher in the majors to win 9 games this season. He gave up 2 runs on solo homers by Jonathan India and Albert Almora Jr., but only allowed 1 other hit through 5 innings and 87 pitches. 4 Dodgers relievers threw scoreless innings to wrap it up. Freddie Freeman drove in 5 runs. He had a 2-run double and a bases-loaded triple. In 11 innings, the Padres beat the Diamondbacks 3-2. Jorge Alfaro singled home the winning run with 1 out in the 11th. Eric Hosmer hit a tying homer in the 6th for the Padres, who played their second game without Manny Machado since he sprained his left ankle Sunday at Colorado. In Anaheim, the Royals got by the Angels 12-11 in 11 innings. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Technology allows us to manage everything from our wrists.
Get the fly swatter.
Not necessary. My smartwatch will take care of it.
But to manage all your clouds, you need more than technology. You need a VMware cross-cloud services solution orchestrated by CDW to simplify workflows, speed innovation, and secure all your applications across any cloud.
Does your watch tell time?
Only if you get the app.
VMware makes robust multi-cloud management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/VMware.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't you just love it? It's hump day. We are halfway home. Don't forget, 250 this afternoon, 10 till 3. We're going to be giving away another $50 gas card. We're going to be doing it all month long. And I'm so excited that the management of this radio station has stepped up to the plate. There's talk now of a gas tax holiday that would last something like 90 days. But I'm just going to tell you, it's not going to work. It's going to be a Band-Aid on something that needs major surgery. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. But make sure you're listening. $250 our $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. It'll all be going out the door at 10 till 3, so be listening. Elon Musk is making news again. It has nothing to do with Twitter or anything else, really, for that matter. But it's a family feud sort of thing. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the story. What gives?
Well, you know, we just had Father's Day just a few days ago, so this is kind of a rude awakening, I guess. But Elon Musk's son, who now identifies as a transgender woman, is now reportedly changing his full name and legal gender identity, stating that he no longer wants to be related to his biological father in any way, shape, or form. How do you like
that? Whoa. Now, wait a minute. Is this a sexual thing, or is this a political thing?
I think it's both. The way I read this is he turned 18 in April, and he wants to change his name and identifies as a transgender. So rather than change his name to let's say a female first name and keep the Musk last name, he's going to be changing his full name to Vivian Jenna Wilson. Now, the reason that the Wilson is going to be the last name, because that is the name of the mother Wilson is the mother's last name. Justin Wilson is her name. So he's going to adopt his mother's last name and become a female. So it's weird stuff. Xavier has a twin brother, Griffin, and his last name appears as Wilson as well. So I'm kind of...
Is everybody disavowing Elon Musk now that he's become a little more conservative?
I'm kind of getting that vibe. Yeah, it's like they, of course, are left wing, and you can't have any association apparently with anyone who differs from you because you need a safe space. This is kind of disturbing, kind of a slap in the face, but hey, Elon knew what he was getting into, because look what the Trumps have been through ever since they decided to be a political family rather than a business family, and show business too. You've seen how the mainstream media has treated Trump. Now they're giving Musk the same thing, and apparently it's too much pressure for the kids.
Wow. We'll continue to follow this story. Still to come in this hour, we're going to talk about the big lie when it comes to the Green New Deal. There is a huge lie that is embedded in everything these people believe relative to the Green New Deal. And this is phenomenal. In fact, Sean Hannity talked about it last night on his show. We'll let you hear some of that. And a whole lot more coming up. Also, Tucker Carlson weighs in. The latest Stephen Colbert Capitol stunt. And the huge double standard. Huge double standard that is in play here. We'll talk about that and a lot more coming up. It's all straight ahead as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the clock and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Meineke is a proud partner of Operation Homefront's Back to School Brigade, which provides backpacks filled with school supplies to military children in our community. From June 10th through July 25th, visit your local Meineke Car Care Center to donate a new backpack that can be used to help ensure military kids from our community are prepared for the new school year. Operation Homefront thanks Bert Figuero, owner of 22 local Meineke Car Care Centers, and his local Meineke partners for their support. Donate a brand new backpack to any Meineke Car Care Center nearest you from June 10th to July 25th.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
A few years ago, Steve Faircow's lungs were failing.
I don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received a lung transplant made possible by an organ donor. Now Steve can do things he never imagined, like climbing 94 floors to the top of a skyscraper.
I never knew that breathing could feel this good. It's an incredible gift.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, a spokesperson for Bill Cosby says the verdict from the 1970s is not a victory and insists that she will never see a dime of Bill Cosby's money. More than 50 women accused Cosby of sexual assault. This is a story that's going to continue to develop. We'll keep our eyes on it. I promised I'd let you hear what I think is incredible stuff. What Stephen Colbert, in the interest of comedy, tried to do breaching the Capitol, his staff. It was just ugly. Tucker Carlson, though, I don't know if you caught this last night. This is cut two. Tucker Carlson, his reaction to the latest Stephen Colbert Capitol stunt. Listen to this.
Last week, on Thursday, talk show host Stephen Colbert dispatched a group of seven of his employees to Washington, D.C. Their job, break into the U.S. Capitol complex and harass lawmakers inside. So the group dutifully arrived in the afternoon and were met almost immediately by uniformed Capitol Hill police officers who threw them out. But apparently on orders from Colbert, they returned. At about 4 p.m. on Thursday, the group re-entered the building. Accounts vary as to what exactly happened next, but it seems clear that Colbert's employees were led inside by an ally within the building. That would be a freshman member of Congress from Massachusetts called Jake Auchincloss. Once on federal property, Colbert's employees did what they came to do, which was disrupt the business of Congress. And apparently they were not subtle about doing it. They pounded on doors and yelled. Whatever they did, it got people's attention. It takes an awful lot for a police force controlled by Nancy Pelosi to arrest a group of left-wing entertainment figures. But that's exactly what happened next. Capitol Hill police arrested seven Colbert employees and brought them to jail. All seven of them were charged with unlawful entry. Now, that's the identical charge that hundreds of January 6th defendants have been prosecuted for. But unlike January 6th defendants, Colbert's employees were not sent to the D.C. jail for a year and a half in solitary confinement. No, they were released after only a night behind bars, and then they fled back to New York. Why is that? What exactly is the difference in the crime? As a legal question, we still don't know the answer. For some reason, Capitol Hill police have not released the surveillance tapes that would show exactly what Colbert's employees did that so triggered the police force controlled by Nancy Pelosi that they were arrested. But whatever they did, otherwise sympathetic members of Congress are running away from it as quickly as they can. Quote, "We do not condone any inappropriate activity within the Capitol," Jake Auchincloss's office told us today. Though as a factual matter, that is not true. In fact, Jake Auchincloss has a recent history of condoning criminal behavior in the Capitol. Just this March, surveillance cameras in the complex caught Jake Auchincloss's chief of staff, that would be a former Adam Schiff staffer called Tim Heissem, vandalizing the front door of Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's personal office. Heissem did this not once, but several times, violently, like a man obsessed. Capitol Hill police quickly filed an arrest warrant against him because Tim Heissem clearly posed a threat to a member of Congress. But Jake Auchincloss did not fire him. Instead, Jake Auchincloss defended Heissem's vandalism as noble and justified. "Our office is not going to apologize," read a long and self-righteous statement from Jake Auchincloss. In other words, "We don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene's politics, therefore we can do whatever we want to her, and we will." For the most part, the media ignored this story, so Jake Auchincloss and Adam Schiff felt emboldened to go further. They invited Colbert's employees to the Capitol to harass Marjorie Taylor Greene some more, which is what they were trying to do when they were arrested by Capitol Hill police. Now, whatever you think of her politics, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a sitting member of Congress. Preventing her or any other member of Congress from carrying out official duties as a public representative is, by definition, an attack on democracy. So how is what Stephen Colbert did different from what the protesters on January 6th have been convicted of doing? That's a very good question.
Indeed. Indeed. A very good question. And the way that these people were treated, being essentially let out on their own recognizance within hours of being arrested, that's flat out wrong. Especially when you have... January 6th people that were held for a year and a half in solitary confinement. That is unbelievable. We'll talk more about this. Also, if you have some thoughts on it, you're welcome to join us. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Why the double standard? The January 6th people are treated one way. The Stephen Colbert staff treated another way. They both did the same thing. They breached the Capitol. In some cases, Capitol Police opened the door for some of these protesters. And by the way, they are protesters, right? Do we consider them protesters or rioters or what? Yeah, and they did essentially the same thing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, one of the coolest things was yesterday on the steps of the United States Capitol. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, welcomed Myra Flores to the House. She was sworn in by Nancy Pelosi and is now a voting member of the House of Representatives. This is interesting. Listen to Kevin McCarthy. This is cut number five, welcoming Myra Flores to the House of Representatives. This is cut number five. Go.
You know, the sign out front says historic, because moments ago, we watched a moment of history. Myra Flores was officially sworn in.